Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing in the story of the life of David. And is it not a detailed thing? Is it not so much stuff that we've seen? So many things going on. It's just a real life. You know, sometimes we think that biblical characters, we nearly give them status of mythological characters, and they're not. They're not at all. And so we left off in 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 28, where Ahimaaz had come to deliver the word to the king about what had happened in the battle. And if you remember, he had actually begged and begged to be able to go and to give the news to the king. And Joab said, no, you don't need to run today. You're not the one that needs to deliver this. You'll have opportunities for these things later, but not today. And then Joab had sent a Cushite runner to deliver the news of what had occurred. Ahimaaz kept pushing him, kept pressuring him. Then Joab finally relented and said, okay, go. So Ahimaaz goes, he runs, he passes Cushite, and he arrives before the king first. So let me pick up this verse 28 where we left off previously, because this is really interesting. It says this, Ahimaaz called and said to the king, all is well. And he prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. So he comes before the king and he declares all is well. He lets him know before he even bows before him that everything is great. Everything is fine. Because this is what the king wanted to know. He wanted to know, how did the battle turn out? What occurred? What happened? So he just cuts to the chase. All is well. Then he prostrates himself before the king with his face to the ground. And then he continues speaking. And he said, blessed is the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who lifted their hands against my Lord, the king. So he lets him know that he has been delivered. He lets him know that the Lord God, the Lord your God, had delivered up the men who had lifted up their hands. In other words, the ones that had come against you, they have been delivered up. They have been defeated. Verse 29, then the king said, is it well with the young man Absalom? There must have been something about the tone of the voice of the king. There's undoubtedly something about the fact that he just cuts to the chase here and wants to know how Absalom is. He doesn't respond in the way that normally you would respond when somebody says, blessed be the Lord who's delivered you. Or even the way that David responds in Psalms that you see. He doesn't acknowledge that. He doesn't respond to that. He doesn't honor that. He doesn't do anything. He just says, how is it with Absalom? What happened to Absalom? It must have been at that moment that Ahimaaz understood what Joab was up to when he didn't want him to come. Because it says this in verse 29, Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I did not know what it was. And so his response to the how is it well, with the young man Absalom, his response was, well, when Joab sent the king's servant. Now, to start with, Joab didn't want to send the king's servant. He's talking about himself. And then he says, and your servant. In other words, I'm your servant too. Just to remind you, I'm your servant. All of a sudden, he's realizing, wait a minute. Am I about to lose my head like these other guys that he had probably heard of before? Remember, he had said, hey, I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what happens to me. I want to go deliver it, regardless of what happened. Now he's beginning to realize, maybe this isn't going to go well for me. You know, so he demurs here. He goes, you know, when Joab sent the king's servant and your servant, when he sent me, I saw a great tumult and I did not know what it was. Well, he did see a great tumult. There was a great tumult. There was a thing of, there was great victory. There was great things. There was all sorts of things going. But right here at this moment, he realized, I don't want to be the one that says, Absalom is dead. Because he's looking in the king's face. He's seeing how the king's responding. He's hearing the tone of the voice and of the question and everything. And he realizes, wait a minute, I don't want anything to do with this. Then the king, verse 30, said, "Turn aside and stand here." So he turned aside and stood still, to which I say, I'll bet he did. He also knew that other Cushite was coming with the same information, right? He knew that that guy was coming. And so he turns aside, he steps aside, and he stands still. He does not move. Verse 31, "Behold, the Cushite arrived, and the Cushite said, 'Let my lord, the king, receive good news, for the Lord has freed you this day from the hand of those who rose up against you.'" So a sort of a similar statement, okay? Ahimaaz said, "The Lord has delivered up the men who lifted their hands against you." The Cushite says, "The Lord has freed you from the hand of those who rose up against you." So they had a message that had come from Joab, okay? Verse 32, "Then the king said to the Cushite, 'Is it well with the young man Absalom?' And the Cushite answered, 'Let the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up against you for evil be as that young man.'" And that was their way of expressing the fact that he's dead. "May every one of your enemies suffer destruction and death in the same way this young man did. May everyone who has risen up against you and committed evil against you be as he is. He is no longer." So the Cushite told David that. Ahimaaz did not tell him that, didn't take the chance, because he knew what had happened in previous times, and he'd put it together what Joab was trying to spare him from. Then the last verse of 2 Samuel 18, verse 33. "The king was deeply moved." Deeply moved. And the word literally means the tremble, the quake, the rage, the quiver, to be agitated, to be excited, to be perturbed, to be disturbed, to be disquieted. You can tell that it derives this meaning from the context, especially related to anger, fear, to be afraid. It can mean to stand in awe, okay? So all these emotions, the king was deeply moved and went to the chamber over the gate and wept. So remember where he was. He was seated at the gate. He goes to the chamber over the gate and he weeps. He cries out. "And thus he said as he walked." So he's walking back and forth across this chamber, and here's what he's saying. "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I have died instead of you, oh Absalom, my son, my son." David is deeply, deeply grieved over the death of Absalom. He's very, very remorseful over what all has happened, what has occurred. And he's crying, he's weeping, he's literally weeping, walking back and forth. He's in a chamber. The people can hear him. How do I know that? Well, because of what we're going to see shortly as we progress through the story. But his heart was broken at the death of what was the heir apparent, his third son. Well, that's it. End of the chapter 18, 2 Samuel. But there's more to the story. We'll see it the next time. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you. I'll see y'all then.